This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. He now serves as a senior strategist for the Army, and he's recently written on today's meeting between President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Obviously, over the past few weeks, there's been some tension over plans to build apartments in the eastern part of Jerusalem. The White House, of course, considers that disputed territory. The Prime Minister says that's our capital city. So what else is going to be on the agenda? We'll talk about that as well. Colonel, always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Is the settlement issue the big issue for the president today in your estimation? And why is this such a big issue for him?
Well, it's a thorn in his side. He obviously wants to keep the Israeli-Palestinian issue in a box, not allowing it to fester and create another engagement opportunity for the U.S. in the western part of the Middle East. He already has very, very serious problems in the Far East, Afghanistan, and, of course, the problems between Pakistan, which is a crumbling country, and next-door India, which are both atomic-armed countries. And then, of course, in the middle, you've got Iran, which is developing nuclear weapons, rattling its saber, a hegemonic country that threatens, I think, the entire Persian Gulf, much less Israel. And then, of course, we're waiting on Iraq to decide exactly what the future is going to be after their election. So with the Israeli issue boiling up, the president just wants to keep this from getting out of hand because we already have too many crises.
Do you get the sense that he believes Israel is the bigger problem right now than the Palestinians, whether you're talking about Fatah or Hamas?
Yeah, I do believe that he does, for probably a good reason. When Vice President Biden was over there last week, of course, the foreign minister, Lieberman, made the announcement that East Jerusalem was going to be the home for 1,600 new houses that the Israelis intended to build. Now, the Palestinians, of course, say that this is a breach of trust, that this violates previous agreements. But you know, the Israelis argue that that's not part of the West Bank. It's part of East Jerusalem, and the Israelis need this land to expand their population because it's a growing population. And, of course, they say there's been no movement by the Palestinians on any one of a number of issues on the peace front. So they feel justified in this. But I think the hidden agenda here, Greg, is really that Netanyahu's government really feels domestic pressure when it comes to the threat posed by Iran. It was a year ago when Netanyahu visited Obama in the White House, and he got a guarantee from Obama that by year's end, something definitive would be done to stop Iran's lust for nuclear weapons. Well, that year has come and gone, and now we are almost at the end of March, and we still don't have resolution, and it doesn't look as if there's going to be meaningful resolution anytime soon. So they're very concerned, and one of the cards that they know will get the president's attention is to pull the Palestinian card, and one of the best ways of getting world opinion, drummed up is to talk about more settlements.
And so from what you said, Colonel, it sounds like settlements is the least of the concerns on the part of the prime minister right now, given the threat emanating from Iran. We've heard, obviously, talking, you and I have discussed this in the past, the different ways to approach the emerging threat from Iran. There's, of course, the sanctions, but the Russians and the Chinese won't go along with that. There's the Israeli military option, of course, and others have said, well, we need to support and encourage and grow the internal dissent within Iran. What's your sense as the best strategy to pursue here?
There are a number of interesting aspects. Certainly the Russians are in an arms control agreement with us now, and we're trying to make one of the components of that their cooperation with regard to Iran's nuclear program. But through the Underground Railroad, they've been sending scientists and all sorts of technologies into Iran. So I'm not sure the Russians can be counted upon in spite of their recent pronouncements. The Chinese, I'm almost certain, can't be counted on. They get 15% of their oil out of Iran. They enjoy a very robust trading relationship with the Chinese. And I don't expect the Israelis are going to try to take on an attack against the Iranians without the cooperation of the U.S. They just lack the resources. Even though they could strike, I don't think that they could have sufficient devastation on the many hundreds of potential sites that would be needed to set them back. All it would do is spur on longer-term issues and, of course, would draw us in. So the options are not very inviting. We already have enough problems in that world, so I don't expect Obama is going to say much other than tell Netanyahu just to stuff it, to stop talking about this issue. We'll try to get around to it when we can. But meanwhile, of course, I think there's no doubt that Iran is full speed ahead with regard to a nuclear weapon.
Colonel, it's been mentioned by a few different outfits today that are more pro-Israel that in this meeting with the president, and I think it's happened at least once before, no cameras, no still shots of this meeting. It's public knowledge that the meeting's existing, but no media coverage allowed in terms of visual images. Big deal or not a big deal?
No, it's a big deal, and the president has done this in the past with others. If he wants to keep a lid on this sort of thing so it can't be used for the visiting party's PR purposes, he just excludes the media. And we've seen this before, so it's not a new trick. It's something that many administrations have used in the past.
Colonel, we'll be watching and we'll, I guess, learn at least something out of this dialogue from today. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the Army. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.